Hello and welcome. Welcome to a sunny Tuesday here in Calgary at the base of the Rocky Mountains. I'm your host, Yvonne Silver, for the Words, Women, and Wisdom show. The show is designed to inspire and uplift with stories from women who have reached confidence, in this case, triumph, very often triumphing over some sort of tragedy or hardship in life, to give you the insights that whatever you're going through right now, it is possible to come out the other side. So I hope you'll find the story today that we're sharing through my guest interview with Naveen Dominic, the founder for Naveen Dominic Cosmetics, inspiring and uplifting. So welcome, Naveen. Are you on the line?
I am. Hi, Yvonne. Thank you so much for having me today.
You are very welcome. I've been watching you, and I know that always creeps me out when people say that to me. I've been watching you as you have shifted from starting your cosmetics line when we first had that cup of coffee. Oh, it's got to be a few years ago now in the coffee shop. And at the time, you were so compassionate with me. We were talking about my special needs son, Alex, and I think it was your brother, I'm going from memory, and right away I just felt this really strong connection to your warm and compassionate energy. Do you remember that coffee conversation?
Yes, I do, and it is my brother, my youngest brother, who is also special needs, and I felt a lot of like great connection with you and even with him. He's such an amazing artist, and you know, like when you guys came to our first anniversary, it was really amazing to have you guys there. It's really truly inspiring, everything that you're doing as well.
Well, thank you, and it's a journey, isn't it? It's amazing how once we get aligned with our purpose and we ignite that passion, especially when we have a social enterprise mission, it just makes such a difference to getting up in the morning and feeling excited about life and just knowing that you're contributing and making an impact. It's powerful, isn't it? Powerful energy.
It is.
Yeah. So I have been doing this interview series for a little while now on the Words, Women, and Wisdom show. I've had some lovely guests. And if you're just listening for the first time now, there is an archive section on the Words, Women, and Wisdom show page. So Jamila Ghan, I interviewed last time, who's the founder for the beautiful Allura Cosmetics. Terry Wilderman, who is a spiritual intuitive leadership coach. Sharon Kahn with her sound healing and tips on that. Serenity Ravenwolf, just a beautiful soul spreading love. Annette Stanwyck talking about her tragedy from her brother's murder and forgiving her brother's murderer and coming out and writing a book and now talking in prisons and churches and really helping compassionate thinking around forgiveness. Rita Aghizi, a woman of inspiration in the Global Series a year or so ago, lovely gentle soul now on the faculty for Royal Rose University, and also Monica Kretschmer, founder for Women of Inspiration. So those are just a few. So go and check the podcast archives on the webpage if you'd like more. However, today's focus is on Naveen, and I am delighted that you could join me because you have been up to some really interesting things. So if you have not had a chance yet to learn more about Naveen. Naveen has a beautiful luxury skincare line. She's got a passion in fashion, in beauty, in community development, and entrepreneurship. And I know that there is a philanthropic focus there. And she's currently involved with her Foundation Domination World Tour. I'm going to hear more about that in a minute. That's going on this year, next year, and really spreading the word about your flawless makeup, your skincare kits, your cosmetic business essentials, and how you have evolved your business. You're a woman who has won a Impact Community Spirit Award through the True Beauty, the 7th Annual True Beauty Gala. Again, woman of inspiration. You've also been in the True Beauty, featured with the SJ Magazine You were go to New York Fashion Week, so you're out doing some exciting stuff. You're also a finalist for the 2018 Mompreneur Award of Excellence. And when you're not doing anything else, you also have been helping out with Enactus with the regional exposition, bringing students and academic industry leaders together to celebrate future Canada leaders and entrepreneurs and their achievements. So glad you could fit me in.
It's a pleasure to be here today.
Welcome. So let's talk a little bit about what you're currently doing, some of the highlights, and then I'm really intrigued to showcase your story because it touched me. It was really interesting to hear, and I think that the listeners will take away quite a bit from your journey. So tell me about what's going on right now, because there's some exciting stuff. You are mm-hmm. doing your fourth anniversary celebration this year. Not in Calgary, though. You're out in New York, right?
Yes. This is like what's coming up for us is the anniversary. And we have been doing quite a bit of work in New York for the past couple of years more intensely, not just with New York Fashion Week, but we have connected with some amazing individuals and organizations like the Philip Kisa Foundation, who also helps individuals with albinism, and Stanford Education. And we are currently working through the response to cancer with some cancer clients also in New York. So it's just been really an amazing journey. Like, New York has showed so much love to us, and we're super excited to expand on these relationships. And I'm just, I guess, super excited. There is so much that I'm doing. Sometimes it's really hard to summarize it as an event. It's just kind of part of the lifestyle as well as the essence of the company. We are an empowerment company, and we're all about making that impact positively, not just through our cosmetic products, but socially as well, into making our contribution and making the world a better place.
Yeah, and that's what I love about the work you're doing. And one of the reasons that I invited you to join me today, because I definitely see a lot of alignment between the importance of showing up confidently from within and also looking in alignment from the outside, because we know that first impressions make a big difference. People, you know, sort of sum you up in 30 seconds or less. My colleague, Leslie Davis, was she was with the Impact Essentials Group when we did a mini conference together one day on International Women's Day a few years ago. So that first impression makes a big difference. And if people are looking at you shining with your best face on and your best and strongest body language, your confidence will just echo in your essence, and people will feel your energy sometimes even before they start, before they listen to what you have to say. So important, isn't it?
Thank you so much. And, you know, for me, it's all about that because, as you know, I came to this country as a refugee from South Sudan, and I have gone through quite a lot in my life by coming to Canada, and I have gone through a lot even with how I started the company, and I continue to have my challenges. One of the main things that I want people to know about me when I'm long gone from this world and everything is that no matter what it is that you're going through in life, like, you can, everybody has that empowerment ability to make a difference and to change somebody's life. So it all comes from the energy within and the willingness to do whatever you want to do in a small way or in a big way. And it starts by impacting yourself, because you are your first testimony to whatever it is that you want to impact other people with. And I am truly, like, I came out of absolutely nothing, because, you know, when you're a refugee, you have nothing but just yourself. And I have witnessed my mom, who's one of, like, my greatest inspirations, and she encourages me, and she continues to do that till now. When I see all that she does and everything that she has gone through, I say to myself, you know what, I can do better, and I also need to pave the way so that my daughter can even do better than I have done. So it's just amazing when I get opportunities like your platform, and when I collaborate or, you know, engage with women that are like-minded like me, it just makes it all worth it, and it really encourages me to see that it's not just me like that. There is a lot of us, and we together can make the world a better place.
Yeah, we absolutely can. And I think some of the listeners know that I chair a couple of different mentorship programs to do just that, to connect seasoned women with women who are up and coming and don't yet have the life experience that you and I have, and how we can sometimes share one or two tips or perspectives that can so strongly support a young woman in making a better decision. I mean, ultimately, mentorship, you know, it's different from coaching. You know, coaching looking obviously about the future and, you know, what you choose to do, as opposed to mentorship, which is more about, you know, here's what I did in the past and here's what you might want to, you know, consider doing for your own experience. And then, you know, very sort of, it's coaching is forward facing and mentorship is looking backwards. But there's so much, you know, sometimes one little tip can make such a massive difference. So what I want to do is I'd like to hear the story about, you know, how you came to Canada and, you know, that refugee status that you had. I know it probably seems like a long time ago, but this show is really all about giving hope to people, women in particular. So can you share a little bit about that story for me?
Absolutely. So I am a war survivor from South Sudan, and it's just so much sometimes, it's like, you know, to put together in such a short answer. And that's why I wrote a book about it, Beauty from the Ashes of War, where I talk about my humble beginnings, how I was pretty much born into the war without even knowing how we got there and how everything was about. And then we automatically have to start being survivors. And that's what my parents did. That's what we're doing. And then we had to move to Egypt, where that's more towards my very younger teenage. And I have encountered a lot of like bullying simply because I'm a Black person. And it was just really, it's like a double-edged sword. It was kind of atrocious to go through, but it became the foundation of why I even started Naveen Dominic Cosmetics. It wasn't just like me in particular. It was more towards the race. And a lot of South Sudanese people were there because of the war. Egypt is a neighboring country. And so everybody is going through this bullying as a community, as a society. And it was just really difficult because some people have to start bleaching their skin to be accepted into this society. And when you're a refugee, like, you have nothing, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have a job. You didn't come in packing your house. Like, you leave literally everything behind and you just come and start from absolute zero. So that by itself was difficult enough. And now when you top it off with bullying and everything, it just makes people want to literally kill themselves. But we had a lot of community support. And that's the reason why I am so passionate about the community, because I grew up with the community support all my life from young till now. So I feel that I have a duty to give back to the community in everything that I do. But just going through all of that and looking at some people had to bleach their skin, put their health at risk and all of that just to be accepted, which I considered that myself too, because me and my friends being young, you know, there was a lot of peer pressure. We don't want to be like the clowns or the freaks in the community. You're just walking, minding your business, and a bunch of people would like talk about you, laugh at you, throw garbage at you, spit at you, all kinds of horrible things. And as a teenager too, at that time, it was already difficult being a teenager because, you know, like there's a lot going on with the human body. And in my opinion, this is like the most difficult time in life, period, transitioning from a child to a young adult. So these are the challenges that I faced during my refugee journey that had made me like think about my image and think about the fact that I probably need to take care of myself in terms of like makeup and things like that. Growing up, thought the most important thing is success in education and getting a really good job and supporting your parents and focusing on like house chores and things like that. So then when you get married, it's not like, oh, we married this girl, she can't even cook or she can't even clean. So these were my priorities. Beauty was definitely not even on that list, you know. So it was kind of interesting in Egypt to go through that. And coming to Canada, it was actually quite a breath of fresh air, because I was expecting that we may have gotten killed at the airport, because like this is what we call the white man's land, and we are black, and we went through all of that in Egypt. And, you know, Caucasian people are much lighter than Egyptian people. But it was a pleasant surprise to see how Canada receives immigrants. And I've learned a lot with that. That's why my brand is a multicultural line. I'm all about celebrating diversity and inclusion of everybody, because everybody has the right to look beautiful and to enhance their beauty and to just let their natural beauty as well shine. And Canada has given me that platform. So automatically, by being a Canadian citizen, like, it opened multiple doors for me that I would have never dreamed of if I was in South Sudan. So I'm really, really grateful to this opportunity, and I don't take it for granted at all.
Yeah. There's such an intriguing story there. And I know that, you know, as a Caucasian person, you know, when I first landed in Canada, I was 23. And, you know, at least I spoke the same language, even though, you know, English, British English is very different than Canadian English. As I found out, some of the words are quite different with quite different meanings. And I also didn't have the same challenge with skin color. And I didn't realize that there was this social hierarchy of acceptance based on the deepness of your skin tone. So the whiter you are, how society looks at you differently, and the deeper your skin, whether it's you know, a mocha color or a very, you know, much darker color, how that affects particularly women who are in South Sudan. So, you know, thank you for sharing that journey. It's kind of a big story, so I'm just going to take a quick break here and just kind of let's just catch our breath for a moment with a little piece of music, just for a moment or two. Interesting. When I hear you talking about, you know, where you've come from and why you chose to start your company, and even the fact that you took the time to showcase some of your story and share it with a larger audience through your book, which I'll come back to at the end on where people can get a hold of that. And as you know, I'm also a newly launched author, so I have the book launch celebration for my book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, coming up this Friday, actually. It's going live on Amazon on Thursday, so I'll post some more on Facebook and a couple of other spaces about that. And the book launch is on Friday, so it's you know, two authors celebrating together here, and I think there's a few new people joining today. So maybe we could just run a little bit of a clip about, you know, what my book's about. It's Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. We'll roll that first clip.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
So it's so interesting how confidence plays such an important part in how we show up and feeling able to ask for what it is that we want, and also feeling confident enough in us, in our own skin, that we can choose to, as you called it, give back into society as well. And I was curious to learn, I know a little bit about the Response to Cancer campaign because you showcased that at one of your previous celebration parties. Didn't know anything about the Stanford education, though, so I'd like to talk a little bit about that in a minute. And then I had also seen the news clip where you were talking, I think it was Global News Toronto, for an African celebration, talking with a lovely girl who had your makeup on, and it looked quite different because she had albinism. So tell me a little bit about some of those other activities.
Well, so that was at the Breakfast Television, and it was with two top models from New York. One was Deandra Forrest, and the other one was Mari Malek. And they were both representing two different organizations, the Philippe Kista Foundation that I talked about, which helps like individuals with albinism because they go through so much, including even human sacrifices and things like that, because some people believe that they like some of the rituals that it will bring them good luck or something like that. So they're being hunted all over the world for that just because of the albinism. So they are advocating for that to help these individuals be more safer, but at the same time too, because it's lack of pigmentation in the eyes and the skin and the hair, so the skin becomes really, really sensitive. So I was also trying to showcase how our products addresses that sensitive skin, not just with clients that are going through chemo and radiation, but clients with severely sensitive skin like individuals with albinism. So it was a collaboration with these two organizations to fundraise for them and at the same time to bring awareness to the cause. With Stanford Education, I am ongoingly working with Mari Malek on this to help South Sudanese young girls go to school. And Mari has gone back to South Sudan last year and brought tons of like school supplies to educate the young girls there and also to empower them and to give them that hope for education. Because like South Sudan is one of these places where it's very controversial because some people will say like, okay, so there is a lot of war going on. Nadine, you talk about that. They see it on the news that there is genocide and all of that. But then there are some people that are going to school and stuff. So is it like a dangerous zone or is it like a, some areas that are safe, some areas that are not so safe? So my answer to that would be there are some areas that are okay and some areas that are not so well at all because there's a lot of tribal wars and there is just a lot of lack of education. And that's where a lot of that, you know, ignorance stems from, where people just like hate each other and they just start all this wars and stuff like that. So, but for some of these areas, it's all about giving hope, regardless of what one's fate will be. You still have to get through today. And this is where talking about taking it one day at a time. That's what these people in these areas live. They live one day at a time because tomorrow is not promised to them. And for that, we want to stand by them and continue to give them that hope, regardless of what their tomorrow will be like.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if there is radio service out there for the for those individuals to be listening to this show. However, I know that there are many other ladies who are listening who are intrigued to hear about your success and your story. I love what you were doing with the Response to Cancer because women who are going through cancer, I mean, they have enough to deal with without having to worry about what they put on their skin. And you know, when your hair's falling out, at least if you have a, you know, fantastic looking face, I'm sure that that will make a difference. And so thank you for the work that you've been doing there, donating your time with Response to Cancer. That's a really lovely initiative.
Thank you.
Yeah. And with the albinism, I have a new appreciation now. So Thank you for sharing. I never thought about how that might be, you know, considered to be something that was connected with Satan or rituals or, you know, anything else like that, but it totally makes sense. You sound as though you've always been very awake and aware to living in service. And something you mentioned earlier on, I just wanted to share with you. You met my son, Alex, and you had mentioned about, you know, how each of us can make a difference. And I'm not sure if you're sort of following him still or aware, but after you and I had coffee, he went off to, he was trying to get a credit card when he was looking for supporting Operation Smile. He, you know, saw a telephone, came running into me, Mom, I need to buy a kid a smile. I was like, what?
I remember that conversation as well.
Yeah, when he showed me what it, what the work was that Operation Smile was doing with the facial reconstructive surgery for kids with cleft palate, I was just so touched. And he's now gone on to sell enough paintings, and we have a book out now as well for him,
wow,
where he's paid for 4 surgeries, and he's a special needs 23-year-old. So you're right, anyone.
Wow.
Make a difference, you know, no matter what your circumstances are. And I think he'll probably be ready through his Toastmasters, special needs Toastmasters program in the fall of next year to start going out into schools and sharing that message with, you know, happy and healthy kids that are probably 6 to 12, I think is the receptive level that message will resonate with. So more on that to follow, but it does really spotlight that anyone can make a difference. And my focus right now is making a difference through my book. So there's another piece of the book clip I just want to run, and then we'll get back to more on the story and your success as well and some of the other things that you've been doing. So let's roll that second clip.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in 4 different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing.
So we can all make a difference when we pay attention to our special gifts. So let's talk a little bit about what some of your gifts are. When people say to you, so who are you? You know, what are you all about? How do you introduce yourself? What are the gifts that you put the spotlight on that you're bringing to share with the world?
I see myself as servant of the people, whatever that may be. Whatever the call, whatever the need is, I am just happy to serve. Because in serving, you are also receiving so much. It's like it's always better to give than receive. For example, with Beauty Response to Cancer, it all started when I was a hairstylist and I had my salon and I wanted it to display my wigs to attract people from this theater in Windsor, Ontario, as well as a lot of Black women because they wear wigs. And I just put my business out there, not thinking anything of it. It attracted one of the reporters from the Windsor Star, and he took a picture of it, and then it landed in the newspaper. And then from there, a traffic of cancer clients start coming to the salon. And it started from a wig bank that I created, my own wig bank with a discount program. But then when I saw the need that was greater, especially with how expensive the medication is and with how much, like, some people don't have a lot of medical coverage and everything. And I felt that that was a call to action. And I was happy to serve because I wasn't even targeting this group to begin with. So to me, I felt like, okay, I need to help them. But in the contrary, they're helping me become a better person every day. So it just kind of works out perfectly that way. Like, I am motivated. I'm inspired by my clients. I just really, truly see the gifts that God has given me and how it is that is impacting other people and how it's also blessing me at the same time. So I am happy to serve in any capacity that I'm called to.
And I do talk about the concept of reciprocity in Words, Women, and Wisdom, because I think it's truly an underutilized concept. And, I'm going to just sort of bear some soul stuff here. About 4 years ago, I burned out. And that was when I had my awakening, if you like, my epiphany of doing something a little bit differently than just running my business with profit as the main measure. And it certainly was a time of overload. You know, I was emotionally overwhelmed. I didn't even realize it until I was invited on a telesummit to talk about emotional overwhelm and listening to the first 4 days of speakers, realizing that I was already in burnout myself and didn't even realize it. And then I took several months off and I stepped back. And in essence, I mean, I stopped running around in my own pond and creating, you know, murky water by kicking up mud at the bottom of the water. And I stopped and I let the water settle. And then I had the amazing clarity and the spotlight with Alex and his work and what happened with people just amazingly showing up. It was like magic to support him because he was doing something that had a social element and impact was amazing. And it just, you know, turn the light bulb on to me. I read through Yannick Silver's Evolved Enterprise book, and there's 11 different models in there of how to have a social enterprise. And that's when I decided, you know what, I'm going to start my business with a different name, a different energy, and I'm going to operate it differently, which is why with the book purchases, for everyone that's sold, I'm donating one to a women's shelter, not-for-profit, or women's foundation. And that's my way of keeping my own integrity, and it just feels good. It feels good to be operating and knowing that I'm supporting others as well in that way. And still, you know, it's a business, right? It's still a business.
Exactly. And that is so amazing because all these women, and especially with the coaching background that you have, like, women need this. Confidence is not a gift that is just like everybody just has it. I never was that confident before. You know, I had to build it and I had to overcome so much. For me, it's like I found my faith to be my strength through this. And, you know, the rest of us here are really blessed to have you as a coach to guide us through it and to just kind of like cheer us on and say, hey, you can do it. Here is what you can do. So it's kind of like, you know, helping lift some of that extra burden, especially as women. Like, just, we have evolved over the years, but it's still taking a lot for some of us to actually come out of our shells or to feel like you are worthy or worth it. And what I love about what you do, you make us feel that way. And thank you for doing that.
Well, I appreciate that that piece of recognition. I actually put a posting on my Facebook page today because, you know, I just wanted to encourage all of the other ladies who last month were standing with me in celebration of being awarded a Woman of Inspiration Award. Mine was for mentorship. And I think that it's great to have that celebration of accomplishment and recognition of the impact you're making in the community. And I was kind of challenging, you know, the rest of the group to sort of, you know, say, okay, so now what? So, you know, for me, I'm continuing to honor that spirit by launching the book. I mean, it was well underway when when the awards gala happened, but it's now time to release it. And I really feel that it is time that this body of work get out there. When we knit together our intention as a positive intention, an energy of collaboration and reciprocity and an energy of optimism with powerful language, knowing who you are, you know, what your values are, what contribution you're making. It just gives women a whole different perspective in how they can choose to show up. If they can choose to put the spotlight on their accomplishments in a way that doesn't feel like bragging, and I talk about how to do that in the book, we can all ask for what it is that we want. We can all negotiate more powerfully for fair wages and salaries. We can ask for that special offer or that deal. Because if you don't ask, you'll never know. And if you ask, you're increasing your odds by at least 50%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Very true.
The book has 40 different words in it that are explored. Actually, why don't I just run the last piece of this little clip about the book, and then we'll also get back, and I just have a few more questions for you as well.
Sounds great.
I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity. Until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you. A woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power, add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.
And there's actually, if you missed part of that and you wanted to replay it, there's actually a video on my website which does include women of all different skin colors. And I was actually reminded about the importance of diversity, not just because I have a human resources background, but in those interviews mentioned, one of the ladies, Jenny Abdullah Gulamani, who is the now past president, but at the time was president for BPW in Canada, who is, as she widely advertises, an Ismaili woman. It just reminded me when I interviewed her, oh my gosh, I better make sure that there's more than just a lady with blonde hair on the cover. So I think you've seen the cover, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So the book is currently available until Thursday. It's currently available on my website at wordswomenandwisdom.com. There's also the book launch, which is wordswomenandwisdom.com/news. The book launch is coming up on Friday, and it will be also going live on Amazon, which I'll talk a little bit about afterwards. And so let's talk about learnings. And I'm going to invite anyone who's listening who has a question for Naveen or for myself, if you wanted to dial in, this is a live show, so have a pen handy. If you want to jot this number down, we still have a little bit of time for questions. The number is toll-free, so it's 1-888-627-6008. So again, it's 1-888-627-6008. Sometimes we have callers and sometimes everyone's quiet. So let's talk about your learnings from all of the important elements of your journey with coming from a place of service, coming through an amazing journey of resilience and coming out the other side, having the appreciation for respecting others because it wasn't always given to you when you were growing up and being teased, and now rising to being triumphant, running your own organization, you know, running the opportunities to choose how much of your time you donate in service, to be working with, you know, Stanford, to be working with Response to Cancer, to be making a difference truly, not just for those in South Sudan, but fairly representing the multiculturalism and diversity of Canada and how we embrace that here. I know many of the listeners are actually outside of Canada, in the US and other places around the world. So what nuggets would you like to share from what you've learned in all of this? What's important, particularly with our listeners that are women?
The lesson for me, and it's more of a spiritual lesson, because I believe that life is more spiritual than it is physical. And I understand that there is only so much that I can do in life. As a Christian, I know that life is so hard that God had to send Jesus to save us from this life. Therefore, my mindset has tremendously changed. I should say that I have a complete makeover. I do the best that I can, and I literally leave the rest to God, because there is no sense of getting angry about the turnout. There is no sense of feeling disappointed. I don't compare myself to anybody but myself, and that, I would say, is one of the biggest ones. Contentment, there is a big blessing with being content with where you are at. Joyce Meyer has an amazing book that's called Enjoy Where You Are on the Way to Where You're Going. That has helped me through a lot in my life. And I have overcome so many tragedies beyond the war, like almost like my own personal war. My father went back to South Sudan. He was tortured. He later on died. We never been to his funeral. The government of South Sudan buried him. Like, I wouldn't even know where exactly to go and start looking for him. That was so tragic for me. My children's father as well was murdered in Pennsylvania, and he was a victim of robbery. And it was just crazy all that I've gone through. And because of that, at the time, I felt like my children had no one but me. And that's exactly when I started Naveen Dominic Cosmetics. And I had to just battle it out, like, every day. Some of my goals is just opening the curtains, because the room is just way, way too dark. If I want to see hope at the end of that tunnel, if I want to see light at the end of the tunnel, I need to see light in my room, because it was like a tunnel. Like, I battled depression. I had to talk to myself a lot. And I just thank God that, you know, with other people that have been praying for me and things like that, I was able to come out of that hole. So, like, with Naveen Dominic Cosmetics, beauty for me is like, I wasn't seeing the world as beautiful. I was seeing that, like, I'm just surrounded by demons or surrounded by evil, period. And I said, okay, I'm not going to argue that point in my head. Then I need to create beauty, the beauty that I want to see. And with that, makeup was what it was, how I was able to put color and how to use design and how to, like, help people see their true beauty. And in doing that, I was able to see my true beauty. So Naveen Dominic Cosmetics is just, it has just transformed everything about me, even lining up Beauty Response to Cancer and everything that I do. I am mentoring over 50 girls right now in Calgary, and a lot of people don't know about it, but I took on this task for a year where it's through modeling, and I am shaping them to be role models in the community. And I'm really proud of some of the achievements that we have achieved as a group and individually with some of these ladies. And I can't wait to share all of that next year, because to me, if we want to see that success, whatever that success that you're looking for or whatever it is that you are trying to attain, you have to go out there and create it. Because waiting for it to happen by itself, it ain't going to happen. You have to go out there and make it happen.
You do, and I'm so encouraged to hear you talking about that. There is a program that I'm evolving right now, which I'll talk a little bit more about end of November, which is really a combination of of group mentorship, coaching, and brainstorming all combined in together called Wisdom Circles. And I would love to learn more. You and I can have maybe a catch-up coffee or conversation about the mentoring work that you're doing as well, which is amazing. And I wanted to tap back into one thing a couple of things you talked about. One thing was the other Saturday morning when I was rolling over in bed, and I looked at the wall, and I just saw that there was a little chink in the curtain with the sunshine coming through, and it was just a tiny little chink, but it was starting to light up the whole room, and it was just such a lovely reminder to always look for the light, because the light is so, so powerful. And it doesn't matter what religion or faith that one follows, to be connected with truth, powerful, positive intention. And I love Michael Bernard Beckwith's statement. So he's down in California with the Agape International Spiritual Center. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but his quote is actually in the book. When you believe more in what you can't see, the things that you do see are the things that you won't see. Mm-hmm. When you believe more in what you can't see, things like love and truth and honesty, the things that you do see, like violence and anger and fear, are the things that you won't see anymore. And I was really struck when I heard him talk about that, and it was just so powerful that I had to listen again to make sure I understood it. So when you believe more in harmony and peace, then you just won't see anger and fear any longer, because you begin to believe that you can, in fact, change those low vibrational words and feelings to positive ones like love and truth and light. So I've really enjoyed listening to your story today, and I want to make sure that anyone listening has access to learn more about you. So it's NaveenDominic.com, if I'm correct. Yep.
Yes.
N-E-V-E-E-N, Dominic, DOMINIC.com. And also, your book is not, I don't think it's on Amazon. Where can people get a hold of your copy of your lovely book?
It's on Amazon, it's on our website, and also at select chapters, but indigo.ca, which is everywhere. So, and we are working on more distribution for next year, but at the same time, they can order it from Facebook, and we're working on Instagram as well to plug it in, just so then this way people have multiple avenues of their preference to have access to the book. Most importantly about the book is, it's not just about purchasing a book for me as an author. This book, 100%, is a donation towards Naveen Dominic Cosmetics Charity, which is Beauty Response to Cancer. So 50% of the proceeds will go there. The other 50% will go towards projects that are benefiting South Sudanese refugees around the world.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, thank you so much for that. And then just talk a little bit about your cosmetics line as well, because that's the real essence of what you're bringing now and the magic that can happen through the transformation with cosmetics. So let's just talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. For me, makeup does not make you beautiful. You are already beautiful. What we have here for as far as our skincare is dermatologist formulated, so it is safe and it's gentle for all skin types. And our makeup is mineral and water-based. So it gives you that natural celebrity glow without caking it or masking your skin, allowing you to shine naturally beautiful. So all of these products are available online at Naveen Dominic Cosmetics. And I've seen in so many different runways, honestly, I can't even keep up with the demand for the fashion shows. And I have to be very selective with all of them because people are looking at how much better the pictures are turning out on the camera. Like a lot of photographers will come and talk to me about, like, honestly, with the makeup that is like no touch-up that's needed, especially like our HD foundation, it's formulated for on-camera work. So a lot of our celebrity ambassadors wear that. A lot of our cancer clients wear that. And everybody can have an opportunity to wear that and to feel like a celebrity.
So, NaveenDominic.com, there is more information about the whole product range. So, it's you talked about being on the Foundation Domination World Tour right now. There's also lipsticks, there's skincare kits, there's quite a wide selection of products on your website, if I recall.
Yes.
Lovely. So in our last couple of minutes, if there was any final nuggets that you wanted to share with the listeners from our conversation today or from your experience building a beautiful socially conscious business that supports women in particular and is helping in so many different ways, what would you leave behind as a nugget for our audience?
I would say always reach out when you have questions. My company, I'm very approachable. Anybody can send me a DM, an email, phone call, whatever. I am always trying to make myself accessible to people because I want my clients to feel like they know me personally, like I am their friend or their neighbor or somebody that they can just easily reach out to. And the worst that anybody is going to say to somebody is no in anything. So as far as for Naveen Dominic Cosmetics, if you want to purchase something that you're not sure of, whether it be Naveen Dominic Cosmetic products or not, we value education. So we like to educate our consumers about our products and just general ingredients about cosmetics and things like that. So we love it when people are engaged into our posts on social media, especially Instagram. The handle is at Naveen Dominic Cosmetics. So we want to just kind of educate the public more and make ourselves more accessible. And I know everybody's coming from different walks of life, and sometimes people feel that they're alone, and they're definitely not alone. When you ask, it's you're reaching out. So even if that person is not able to help you, they should have a direction to send you where you can get the help that you need.
Absolutely. And I know from my own experience, when I don't know an answer, but I've been able to provide a resource, it is always well received. So I wanted to thank you for taking time out. I know that you're sort of fitting this conversation in between a very busy calendar today, and I appreciate you finding the time, making the time, I think, is the right expression, to join me. And I hope that the listeners decide that they want to know more about Naveen Dominic's cosmetic line, which is wonderful, and also to look up her book. Sounds like a great story. And if you would love to join me at my book celebration as well, it's coming up this Friday. It's downtown Calgary. More information and tickets to register are at Words, Women, and Wisdom, and that's spelled out A-N-D, wordswomenandwisdom.com/news. I've left the early bird ticket pricing up for a few more hours. And it's Friday evening between 5 and 9 with announcements at 6:30. So I would love for you to join me if you're able. And we will have copies of the book there. And that's really something I'm super excited about. And sharing the mic today with you has been an honor, Naveen. And I look forward to keeping in touch. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me. You are such an amazing and remarkable lady. You're an inspiration to so many of us as well, so it's an honor to be on the show.
Thank you, and have a lovely day. Bye for now, everybody. Well.